The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Taylor is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, so I have a problem and I need to know, am I wrong?
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay. All right, so I'm going on vacation with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and it's our first vacation together. So we've been dating for a couple months, and this is our first, like, week-long, seven-day thing that we're doing.
That's great. Okay, cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So he told me the other day that he wants it to be a cell phone-free vacation.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Well, yeah, so I'm thinking, like, you know, like I said, so you don't want us to bring our phones at all? And he's like, no, we're going to bring them, and we'll turn them off, and we'll put them in the safe, and then we won't look at them until we get back on the, you know, back on the plane to come home.
For a week?
For a whole week, yeah.
You have to dump this guy right now. This relationship is totally doomed.
So, yeah, so I said, I'm like, you know, we're going to be in St. Croix, and I'm going to need my phone. Like, the first thing I do when I get on vacation is, you know, take a selfie with a drink at the beach.
Oh, totes.
You know, post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, my friend, you know, I want to be in touch with my friends. Like, they're going to be texting me, like, how is it? You know,
right.
You know, have all that kind of stuff.
Right. And, no, I get it. And then you're going to get into a fight and you're going to need to text your friends and say, what should I do? I'm stuck in St. Croix with this guy who doesn't want me on my phone. I get it. I'm with you.
It might be kind of nice, though, to, like, get away for a little bit. I mean, not. I don't know if completely is the...
Megan, you literally are on your phone
right
now.
I know. That's why I'm saying it would be great to, like, not rely on my phone or think about my phone at all.
Taylor, what's this weirdo's name?
It's Troy.
Okay. Let's call Troy and find out why he's so evil.
Hello?
Troy.
Yes.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I am okay. Who is this?
My name's Mark Kay. Troy, I'm here with Megan. We host the Big A Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Troy.
Hi. Really?
Yeah. Really? And I'm glad you answered your phone. I'm surprised it wasn't locked in a safe somewhere where you couldn't access it.
Okay. I think I know what this is about.
Oh, by the way, surprise, surprise, Taylor is on the phone, too.
I figured. Hi, babe.
Hi, Troy.
So, we heard that you want to go on a cell phone-free vacation.
Yeah.
I do. It makes a lot of sense to me. I think that these days, especially vacations, just turn into you wanting to brag to the people at home.
Correct.
What you're doing.
Yeah,
and
pretty
you
much.
End up not even... getting relaxed and actually enjoying your vacation. So, I don't know. It's important to me.
Yeah.
So, I want to make sure, because Taylor told us one thing. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. You really want her to show up at St. Croix, put her cell phone in the safe for the entire week, and not access it until you leave.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, I mean, what about if she even just had it to, like, take some pictures? I'm sure that's, like, one of the main reasons why she would want it.
Yeah, I was tempted to even say, like, we'll take one when we get there, but I love my girlfriend, but I know her, and once she starts posting pictures, she has to check how many likes they get every 10 minutes.
Right.
And
well, because if nobody likes it, you have to take it down and update it, because it's not good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it's not getting enough likes, then she tells me it's not getting enough likes, and we have to deal with that. And
right.
Then I just want a weekend of no posting. We look at our phones constantly. Let's just do one beach vacation and read a book.
I feel like I get what Troy's saying, though. It might be nice to break away from your phone because we're constantly on them now, always.
Well, like, I do read books, but, like, I read them on my phone.
Right, because you're like a normal person. All right, hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Is it cool to take a week's vacation from your phone, or is that just, like, cruel and unusual punishment? And grounds for divorce in some states. 340-9595. Troy and Taylor are going to St. Croix. But before you get jealous, Troy has suggested that Taylor lock her cell phone up for the entire seven-day vacation. And Taylor, you just think that's weird.
Exactly. Yeah, I just think it's weird. Like, I need my phone to, like, post pictures and take pictures and check in with my friends.
Right, like,
I want to be in touch, you know?
No, it's not the 1800s. I get it. But Troy, you think you guys are going to read books and stare at each other on the beach for 7 days?
Yeah, I think the girlfriends at home can go a week without an Instagram picture.
Wow. Well, all right.
Some people cannot.
I mean, I don't know what girls you're hanging out with, but 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? This is Matt. Matt, good morning. What do you want to say?
I actually agree with the boyfriend. I've done this before. Usually, I haven't taken a vacation in almost 6 years, but when I did take a vacation, I basically just threw my phone in my hotel room and went about my business with my family, and it was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stress, didn't have to think about anybody else but what was in front of me.
Hmm.
It's true.
But then, like, what if you wanted to take a cute picture of the family on the beach, or what if your kids start crying and you needed them to, like, you know, need something to distract them?
We kind of cut all the way back to the 90s and 80s, used Kodiak cameras.
You used what?
Yeah, I mean...
Kodiak cameras.
You used a Kodak camera? Where do you even get those anymore?
You got to remember, this has been about 7 years ago.
Oh, so yeah, I guess you're
right. Kind of had them around then.
Wow, that's
wild.
Well,
you have a nice camera, Mark. Like, if you went on vacation, you could bring your camera instead of your phone.
Yes, and then I can connect it to my phone, download the photos via Wi-Fi, and upload them to Instagram. That's why I have a really nice camera, Megan.
Nice life.
It's also why I have 5,700 followers on Instagram. Mark K, by the way. M-A-R-K.
5,700 full followers.
I know. It's really not that many.
No.
That's why I'm pimping it right now.
I mean, it's more than me, but still.
Let's pimp our Instagrams. Mark K on Instagram. What's yours, Megan?
It's Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N. M-I-L-I-S-S-A.
That is way too difficult
Megan
to
Melissa,
remember.
It's the same way you spell Melissa, just with an I.
France, just go to my Instagram and I'll tag Megan in a photo and you can find her. Francis from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What'd you want to say, Francis?
My suggestion to them would be to avoid having the phones on them, that people forget that there's still cameras in stores that you can buy. So... I feel like maybe if they'll get a camera and document their vacation that way, then when she gets back home, she can post some pictures and still have, you know, her experience documented, and he can have his one-on-one time with her during the vacation.
I get that, but keep in mind the camera is one of 5,000 different things that your phone does. I mean, you can text people if there's an emergency. People might want to check in on you. You can make reservations. If you were trying to investigate something fun to do in St. Croix, you can Google it from wherever you are. I mean, not having your phone with you on vacation, to me, just seems irresponsible. If there's an emergency, you may want to, you know, call an ambulance or something like that.
Yeah.
So, to me, I think
I get it for those reasons, too. But, like, you don't really need to be, like, updating everybody that follows you on Instagram, everything you're eating and drinking, like, every 5 seconds.
No, I get all that. But you may need, you know, if you're bleeding out, you're going to want some help.
Patty, one extreme to the other.
You know, you fall off one of those cliffs or get eaten by a shark, you're going to need, you know, some assistance.
I don't think that's why she doesn't want it.
Patty from Palm Coast, how are you? What do you want to say?
Hi, Mark and Megan. How are you?
We're good. What's up, Patty?
I think that it's awesome that he wants to do that. I mean, more people should, you know, get rid of their phones for a little bit and have a nice weekend. She should feel lucky that he wants to spend time with her undivided attention and all.
Yeah. And especially, it gets, like, redundant when you're, like, posting. Like, people don't really, if you're not there experiencing yourself, people don't really care.
Right.
Like,
I just don't get what all the likes. Who cares about if people like your picture? Are you having fun? Do you love each other? That's all that matters.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems
technically, yes.
It seems stalkerish to me.
What?
Somebody saying, I just want to spend all my time looking at you and you not looking at your phone. Like, nobody should be that into one other person.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dominique from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, great, Dominique. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, I think it's a good idea in concept, but I'm surprised nobody brought up any safety issues. Maybe they did. Maybe they can come to a healthy compromise about it. But I think a whole week without a phone is a little too much.
That's what I said. It's just unrealistic.
Yeah. So hopefully they can come to a healthy compromise where both of them win. It's a win-win, and I think that's just a good, you know, starter for any relationship, period.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going on your first vacation together, you probably shouldn't start with an argument.
Absolutely, no. I agree.
All right, hey, thanks so much.
That's a good point.
End with an argument, like most vacations, but don't start with one. Joanna from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great, Joanna. What'd you want to say?
I agree with the boyfriend because from what he's saying about the girlfriend,
she has to post and repost and, you know, change pictures if she doesn't like how many likes she's getting. She's going to drive the boyfriend crazy, and he's not going to be able to relax either. I just personally feel that, you know, maybe he can let her take pictures, or maybe he can take his cell phone and take pictures if that's what she's concerned about.
Yeah.
And then post the pictures when they get back. You can tell, she can tell her friends and family, hey, I'm going on vacation. And when she gets back, post the pictures, because I feel like she's just going to drive him nuts. Just if she doesn't get as many likes that she wants, and they're not going to enjoy their vacation.
She's probably going to drive him more nuts if she doesn't have her phone with her.
That's true. That is true. But
right.
Like, if you look at it that way,
if you take an alcoholic to like an alcohol-free resort for a week, you're both going to have a horrible time, is all I'm saying.
He's just give her like an allotted time, like a time, you know, like maybe like an hour a day or something.
Right, because that's what every woman wants, is some dude telling her what she can and can't do. That's perfect. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Or they can compromise on it. I'm not saying like he tells her that. I'm saying like they could work it out that way.
Okay. All right. 340-9595. She would need her phone, by the way, to set the timer so that she knows when her time's up.
That's a good point.
I'm just pointing that out.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.